As humans, we establish a daily routine, but when the routine becomes too great, it stifles our creativity and bothers us. Taking a small trip or joining an English club can definitely change the grab routine. I am at the American Corner attending a presentation given by a 6-year medical student. She is Ikhlas. I'm amazed by the charisma and enthusiasm she radiates. So what's her secret? I wonder what are the steps that she took to become this version of herself.
It has been a long time ago. I just feel like I'm forgetting about it more and more. The summer was the planned crash moment, right? The planned crash summer. And I was going to Malaysia. So my mom was really afraid. It was Ramadan. And we were just talking on the breakfast as if anything happened, as Malaysian Airlines are having a lot of crashes lately and stuff. I said, it never happens twice. You know, it just happened once and it won't happen again. So the day after, I just opened my Wi-Fi and I received news about another Malaysian airline crash.
Based on reports from Reuters and Interfax, a Malaysian Airlines flight with about 295 people on board has crashed.
I didn't want to tell anyone, but till the evening, like, it was all over the news. My mom knew it and she was really afraid about my trip. And she tried to make me stay and avoid traveling on the airplane. I was like, no, okay, mom. We all believe in God and we trust this thing happened for a reason.
What if was the only question running through her mother's mind? Nothing would have made her less worried.
Like, you have to talk to me when you're on the airplane. You talk when you arrive. You have to call me every second. You have to make it sure. And I was going alone, so I really appreciate that she was so open to let me go by myself, even if I knew she was so scared. She spent probably the 2 nights before watching airplanes crash documentaries.
Once she was on the airplane, she was more excited than afraid. It was her first travel for social work, so she had big enthusiasm and she was waiting for a lot from this trip. The trip was too long, but she enjoyed it.
Thank you for waiting, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited the first class.
I was sitting, as I remember, next to a Chinese couple. The airplane was really big and it was quite cold, but you had the blankets. I really enjoyed the trip. I didn't feel it was so long, you know, now that you have the movies, the touchable screen and stuff. You don't feel time going by. But once the plane starts landing on the runway, I start to feel a bit afraid.
She was a bit afraid that there is no one waiting for her and afraid that something might happen, and it did. Actually, in the last minute, they sent her a message saying they cannot make it to the airport since it's too far. So she had to take a train express to another train station just to meet them there.
I had to ask for the train. I get my train tickets. I went down to another floor to the express. The train was empty and it was quite a silent moment. I was looking out the window and I started seeing these houses. Very, very weird, very awkward. The house looks falling on you. And I was amazed. I've never seen that anywhere except on TV. And I was like, oh my God, this is Asia.
All the day, she was having these pictures about the country, her house, and how this adventure will start.
I get to the train station, and there was this nice guy waiting for me, and his name was Hai Shi Hai. We just met for the very first time there, and his mom drove the car. And once I made it to the car, I just discovered that Malaysia also drives on the right part on the way. It was another weather. It was really, really, really humid. You just feel yourself melting into your clothes. And I remember I was wearing a jeans and a long sleeves shirt. So I was literally wet.
She went to the Gulen campus, where she met the other exchange participants. Each one had its own purpose. And the hard part for Ikhlas was to get separated from the group. So each time she met them, she felt like if she is meeting her family again.
I went for a walk and I saw a very big lizard walking next to me on the street. And the first thing was taking my phone off, taking a picture, and I just posted it on Instagram. And I knew it. I knew at that time. I knew the trip would be different.
She knew about the multicultural and the food diversity of Asia, but she would never expect such mixtures. It was a pleasure for her tongue and her eyes.
One of the most different stuff for me were the tropical fruit, the rambutan. Malaysia is really known for rambutan, and more also for durian. It's a very smelly fruit that mostly all foreigners hate, but Malaysians love so much. So either you hate durian or you love it. We bought durian with our project manager, and we kept the fruit outside because you can't put it inside your house. It will be just smelly. And once you open it, you have to eat it in the 2 days. We opened the durian together and have pictures of that. It looks like a small baby inside, and you take it in your hand, and it has a very different consistency, and it's quite, I don't know, it's so smooth and it's different. I kind of liked it.
Ikhla's job was to teach high school students and university students for 6 weeks about sexual awareness, gender equality, and violence against women.
And it was really fun. Just remember that Asians are very, very shy to speak to foreigners.
This trip changed her professional life. It helped her to think seriously about her dream, Doctors Without Borders, and to do social work, medical or not.
I really love traveling. The special thing about this kind of travel to do social work is different. You get another taste, and you would love to travel only to do something. It helped me to focus more about this dream.
When I asked her how this journey affected her life.
You know, you certainly change after such an experience. You might think you haven't changed, but there is always a change. It adds something, it changes something in your soul. You know, to travel alone, meet new people, it's really different, and you never become the same old person. You don't even remember the old person of you. I know that now I love life more. I'm ready for any adventure, any new thing. I discover another curiosity and another me.
So, Ikhlas, what would you advise the young Algerians?
Go for it. I just wish someone was there to like, go for it and go for it again. So that's the advice I'll give to anyone else.
Thinking of buying a new car? Well, don't. I would rather encourage you to spend that money on traveling, since traveling can absolutely change one's life for better on multiple fronts.
River strong, you can swim inside it. We could string some lights up the hill beside it. Tonight the moon's so bright, you could drive with your head.